The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
We figure, why don't they like us? How could you not like us? You know, and if you don't like us, we're going to make you like us.
Already, baby, here they go, the Wolverines. Get it to y'all, Bobby. Get it to y'all, Bobby.
Jalen Rose. And look at Weber run the court and feed Rose.
Oh. A three-point play.
This is Jalen Rose, big-time winner.
Infamy makes you live longer. That's just the bottom line.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon, presented by Reese's.
That was Jalen on the 5-5. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We're Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
Jalen, tell the people why this is a very special episode of Jalen and Jacoby.
It's a family affair. The head coach of the University of Michigan men's basketball team, Juwan Big Nuke Howard of the number one seeded Wolverines, has taken time to graciously join the program. We appreciate you, coach.
Come on, man. I appreciate you, man. It's an honor to be on your guys' show, man. Thank you for having me.
Coach, you had an amazing season with the Wolverines. Such a good season that you garnered a number one seed in the tournament, which is a great accomplishment, but also puts a target on your team as you go through the tournament. How do you tell your team to deal with the pressures that come with the number one seed?
Well, you have to welcome the challenge, night in and night out. Every team, all 64, is under pressure to perform at this time of the year. But we have to take one game at a time, and we're looking forward to that opponent, whoever we find out who we play. But each and every day, we've been working hard in practice preparing for to see that opponent on Saturday. Right now, you know, we've been paired with either Texas Southern or Mount St. Mary's.
You hate to see any player get injured at this point of the season, especially a senior like Isaiah Livers, who has done so much for the team and for the program. Can you talk about what your team is going to miss without him and who you need to step up in his absence?
Well, I need Jalen Rose to step up, man. I know you have 1 year left. You know, you left after your junior year, so we need you, brother. I got a jersey waiting for it with your name on the back.
Let's get it.
Yeah. You know, but Isaiah Livers, you can't just fill his shoes with one individual. You know, we have to do it as a collective unit. Every guy needs to step up their play on the offensive end and defensive end. Because what we're missing is a guy who's an amazing talent, piece of our offense as far as, you know, what he provides on the floor with his leadership, his toughness, his shooting ability, his length, and also his rebound. But you know, he's got his brothers that's just there for him. That's going, you know, he's going to be there supporting him, supporting them. But you know, we're truly going to miss his absence.
Someone who's really come on as the season has progressed is Hunter Dickinson, the big man down low. Can you talk about his development this season?
Oh, it's been great. It's been a joy to coach a guy that loves basketball. He's a big sponge, want to get better each and every day. You know, my best day when I come into practice is, you know, Hunter just reaching out to me and saying, "Coach, can we watch film?" You know, that's the joy of coaching. And that's my why of why I'm doing this. And then, you know, some of the work that we get in on off days or before practice, it's beautiful just to see his development, how he's growing game after game. Now, the sky's the limit for him.
So, Coach, I'm in Orlando. My daughter's playing volleyball. I'm enjoying pina coladas by the pool. And all of a sudden, I look at the television, and the coach of the University of Maryland makes you unhappy. I was about to go get a flight, but then I realized Chi-Town came out of you and you handled that. Something on the internet came about. Did he say anything about some banners? Or what did he say to get you so upset?
Well, first, he did not say anything about any banners. I don't know how that rumor started, but you know, it was just basically I was out of the coaching box, and you know, as I looked, as I was, you know, on the court trying to explain to the referee that the ball is out of bounds, and that the angle that I saw is out of bounds. The ball should be in our possession. Coach turned around and said, "Hey, I'm out of the box." And I just said, "Come on, man. We on this right now. We're playing a game. It's a high level game." He turned around, looked at me, and he basically was like, "Yo, you don't talk to me." And the way how he stormed, you know, towards my direction, it was like, you know, all bets off. I felt like a man is coming in my space, and it's time for me to defend myself. I didn't show the right leadership in front of my team, but at the same time, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and let no man just run up on me and not expect for me to, you know, say anything or be ready, you know, wherever it takes.
All I know is this, Coach. You showed amazing leadership, and I appreciate your humility, because what the rest of the world may not know is we're all the same age, but Juwan is like 10 years older than everybody else. And so for him to get upset like this, that means the other person was at fault, not as him. That's what I know.
Well, you know, Jay, I appreciate you always being my biggest supporter. You know, you shoot it straight. People say you keep it 100. That's real talk. But, you know, I would never, ever react in a way that I did unless, you know, I felt like I was being threatened. And truly, I was being threatened. And at that time, you know, I got to defend myself. And I would ask my players anytime they're being threatened, be ready to defend yourself as a young man. And I will support their decision forward. But, you know, I'm looking forward to moving on from that situation. I think now there's a true understanding that I'm not going to allow anything like that to happen. Sometimes people get fooled by the smile and also the calm voice, but we all have a past. And unfortunately, I'm just happy that I didn't have to go to that level, because it almost took me to that level.
Coach, you're always so mature and humble, and you never want to make it about yourself. But I have to ask, when you're by yourself and you're just putting yourself and thinking about where you are, you played on Michigan as a number one seed, and now you've coached Michigan to a number one seed. What does it feel like to rep your maize and blue like that?
Well, you know, my passion for Michigan runs deep. And I'm truly maize and blue all the way, just like Jalen. That experience as a player when we played together during that run, during those 3 years, you know, that was some of the best years of my life. And I had a chance to grow with Jalen, others. And now to be in this position, you know, if someone would have said I would be the coach at the University of Michigan, I would have said, they're lying, they're crazy, I'm not coaching. But then have the opportunity to have a chance to coach at my alma mater and to make a run that we did by getting uncomfortable, embracing whatever's thrown our way, not making excuses for it, each and every game, you know, competing from start to finish. I give all the credit to the players, staff, as well as the manager, and also their families, because this has been a collective success of, you know, not just the coach. And yes, you know, I'm very happy with, you know, what has been earned on all levels, but at the same time, I'm just so proud of, you know, everyone being able to sacrifice during tough times and buying in to the teaching and being able to apply it, trusting. That's the key word, trust, too. And it's trust on all levels. I trust them. I earned their trust, and they've earned I trust them as well, because they earned the trust. Trust them.
Well said, Coach. And big shout to C. Webb, who definitely should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know what everybody's waiting for. Shout to Ray Jackson, Jimmy King, our brothers. Also, Coach, you guys did an amazing tribute this year to John Thompson. And I know how much he meant not only to the coaching fraternity overall, but as an African-American coach, that was a big man. So you're breaking a lot of barriers as somebody that's a big man coaching along with Patrick Ewing. Can you talk about that stigma as it relates to what you're now doing in your profession?
Yes, you know, I have to echo the same words that was about John Thompson and the way how he has paved the way for me and other young black coaches coach on the collegiate level. Wow, you know, what he's been through during those times was very uncomfortable times. And what he's overcome, the success he's had, has been amazing and it's been inspiring. Now, you know, you see guys like Patrick Ewing, the success he's been having at his alma mater. You also look at Penny Hardaway. Take a look at Konzo Martin, Shaka Smart, and many others. It's beautiful to see, you know, how, you know, everyone is, you know, really has done an amazing job with their program. And yeah, there's been a stigma out there that, you know, the best coaches are guys who play guard position. And I don't even look at all that type of stuff, but just know that, you know, where I came from and how I learned the game of many great coaches that I played for, started on high school level, collegiate level with Steve Fisher, and then on NBA level, you know, I've been able to be a sponge and grow. And then with Eric Spoelstra and his staff with Fizdale and Chris Quinn and Dan Craig, Keith Smart and many others, I'm here because of those guys that really, you know, helped me grow to be the coach that I am. And I will continue to have that growth mindset wherever I can to help myself improve, to be the best version of myself each and every game, each and every year.
There's been some players that have used the hashtag not NCAA property in the lead up to the tournament. How do you feel about that movement?
Well, those guys have a platform that I respect that they're using. They have a voice and they have every right to voice their opinions. And then also they have that name, image, and likeness that's coming soon. So I'm sure that that is weighing on their minds. So you have to listen. During these times, it's a very important moment where we have to listen to hear the voices and see how we can, you know, develop some changes that will help maximize our student athletes in different types of fashion.
Best of luck in the tournament, Coach. I have to ask you one question before I let you get out of here. I know recruits play dirty pool, and a lot of people are trying to put out there, well, maybe Juwan is focused on the NBA. He ain't gonna stay at Michigan long term. Can you talk about your coaching future in Ann Arbor?
Man, I'm in Ann Arbor to stay, baby. I love Michigan and I love my job. I'm enjoying it, you know, this experience. I'm also looking forward to growing, like I said, each and every year and developing these young men to become the best version of themselves as a student athlete. This is a dream job for me. I think my passion last year showed how much I appreciate being in this position. NBA, it's a beautiful game. They have great coaches there, amazing talented players, beautiful brand. But I enjoyed that experience for 25 years, 19 as a player, 6 as a coach. But with that, I'm gonna continue to keep growing with Michigan. Go Blue.
Go Blue.
Coach. Even before the tournament starts, this has been such an amazing season. Congrats on your accomplishment and everything that you have done for Michigan basketball. And you are welcome to come back to Jalen and Jacoby whenever you would like. Thank you so much for joining us.
Man, thank you, fellas, man. And I'm just so happy for Jalen and his success.
Thank you, family.
Jacoby, y'all killing it, bro. Much respect to y'all. Thanks for having me. God bless y'all. Stay safe.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You so much.
Appreciate you. See you later in the tournament.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more on Jalen and Jacoby.
You're watching the ESPN Tournament Challenge Marathon, presented by Reese's.
Need help filling out your bracket this year? Well, look no further than the ESPN Tournament Challenge app. With a host of auto-fill options to choose from, you can fill out as much or as little as you like. Pick your alma mater. Let your pet lead the way. Or lean on our experts to help you pick a winner. Go to ESPN.com/bracket or download the ESPN Tournament Challenge app now to sign up and play.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Want to thank Juwan Howard for coming through. Don't forget, there's exclusive content on our podcast with Juwan Howard. But right now, it is time for Keep It Moving.
Woo-Tang! Woo-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with Luka dominating
the
Clippers last night. We'll hit the brakes on that. Luka, 42 points on the Clippers and a big win. What do you think this says about the Clippers and Luka?
I think Luka was an equal opportunity employer because he was making sure that it didn't matter who was guarding him. He's putting them on skates and doing that work. But I was looking at the Clippers and saying the exact same thing I said coming out of the bubble and coming out of the training camp. What did I say about the Clippers as they added Reggie Jackson and they continue to add a couple of people from my Detroit Pistons? What did I say?
You said that you wanted Lou Williams, Reggie Jackson, Luke Kennard, and Pat Bev to be one person, not four people.
And Jacoby, until it gets addressed, the Clippers will continue to be Jekyll and Hyde.
Absolutely. Look for them to address that point guard position before the playoffs. Moving on, we have the details about a potential offer that would have brought Russell Wilson to Chicago. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Nah, Chi-Town. You don't get to do this.
Nah, we know what this is.
No.
We know what this is.
We're going to keep it moving. You had your chance.
Keep it moving.
This is the front office telling the fans that we tried, and now enjoy it to Andy Dalton. The Bucks got a big overtime win against the 76ers. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Giannis Antetokounmpo had 32. 10 of those 32 were in overtime. What do you think about the 76ers without Joel Embiid?
I think Giannis was purposely living his best life knowing that they were shorthanded. It was kind of like what LeBron did to the Utah Jazz players during the All-Star draft. He knows that he might see these Sixers. He knows that he's putting Dwight Howard in the blender. He knows he sat on the floor in Philly and ate a cheesesteak after the game. The only thing that could have been worse is if he ran to the Rocky statue or he went to Delilah's that night.
Top of the steps.
He disrespectful. Oh my goodness.
That was a Delilah's reference. We got to keep it moving. PJ Tucker is on the move to Milwaukee. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
He's going to be a welcome addition. He's going to make some open shots, give him another guy to give him toughness up front. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving.
Don't look now, but the Celtics are kind of trash. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Juwan Howard has a defense called PJ Tucker. Celtics hit the brakes.
We'll hit the brakes on that, Jalen Rose. The Celtics didn't just lose to the Cavs. They lost by 7 to the Cavs and now have the same record as the Hawks. What is going on in Boston?
You don't just lose. Gordon Hayward, Scary Terry, and Kyrie Irving, and not place their productivity. When they traded for Kemba Walker, he was third team All-NBA. He wasn't an All-Star this year. They've drafted at the center spot. They've taken a couple of swings, like my guy Rod Carew. But they've come up short in filling that spot. So because of that, you got Tatum, All-NBA. Jaylen Brown, all-star. You have Marcus Smart, one of the greatest glue guys in the game. And you know what else you have? Pieces that don't necessarily fit around them.
That's a good point. Want to give Sexland a shout as well. They've had some big wins this season that will end up in
you
the lottery.
You just wanted to say that.
I love saying Sexland. Jalen Rose, there is a new word that has been adopted into the dictionary.com, and that word is finna. Explain to people who look like me what finna means.
Man, I thought you was going to say a real word. Come on, man. I should have kept it moving. Finna been in the dictionary.
Finna has not been in the dictionary. Am I finna start using finna?
I'm finna get upset if you don't act like I don't say finna all of the freaking time.
I can't fix my lips and say finna. I can't say lit. I can't say finna. There's certain words that I just can't say. I can say fixin' to, but I cannot say finna. I'm not gonna start working that into my vocabulary.
What about
moving
bouta?
Forward.
Or shoulda?
I can say that. Shoulda, everybody says. Jalen Rose, when we come back, James Harden did it again. He is on an absolute tear. We'll break that down and much more. Stay tuned.
What up, though, in there?
You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. I'm finna talk about James Harden. See, it doesn't even sound right. Got to give the people. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in the South Street Seaport. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, James Harden had 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 15 boards last night against the Pacers. He's on an absolute tear. What do you think about this streak from James?
He's on a soundtrack, nothing but smooth sailing tonight. That's what I see. It seems like James Harden is so very under control, Jacoby. A lot more efficient. Doesn't necessarily have to take as many dribbles to get his points because his role has changed with the Nets. Still getting you high figure rebounds, in particular for somebody that's the primary ball handler. And he's been somebody that's led the league in total assists in the past. The most unique offensive weapon in the history of the league.
14-1 in the last 15 games and now tied with the Sixers atop the Eastern Conference. Jalen, before we end the show, what is the message that we have for our Asian brothers and sisters during this time?
Stop Asian hate and we stand with you. We definitely stand with you here at Jalen and Jacoby. And by the way, if you're judging others by their skin color, by their background, and by their creed in a negative light, that's a reflection of you.
Well put, Mr. Rose. We'll be back tomorrow on ESPN at 2 p.m.